Welcome to my Chair of Change series. Chair of Change is part of Coaching with Juan, exclusively on Audioboo. Today's topic? Knock, knock. I'm here to fix your mute button. We've all seen the commercial. A group of managers is sitting around a meeting room table in the middle of a conference call. The executive on the other end pays them a compliment, and shortly after the compliment, the facilitator pushes the mute button and goes on a tirade about the level of ineptitude of the executive. Within seconds, you hear a knock at the door. I'm from IT. I'm here to fix your mute button. A long time ago, my mentor said, never put anything in an email you would not want posted in the company break room. I would venture to say the same advice should be applicable to the mute button. Never make comments you would not want broadcasted over your company's public address system using the mute button. So, when and how should you use your mute button? First, understand the true purpose of the mute button. Do you need to cough? Do you need to sneeze? Is there a lot of background noise in the room? Is the cleaning crew running the vacuum cleaning during that after-hours conference call? These are the perfect times and reasons for the usage of the mute button. Second, much like email content you would not want posted in the company break room, you should not be using the mute button to make comments you would not want broadcasted over your company's public address system. There is a very technical term for this business tactic, and it is officially known in the corporate world as career ender. Third, much like you would run an email past a colleague for content, verbiage, and accuracy, especially if you're in a compromised emotional state, why not run your thoughts by a colleague or mentor before you find yourself in the mute button career-ending scenario? The bottom line is, if you feel strong enough about your thoughts to hide behind the mute button, you should feel strong enough to muster the courage to have the conversation with the individual in a professional, interactive, feedback-delivering manner. In both cases, be it email or mute button, seeking the counsel of a colleague or mentor will give you the valuable insight on how your message will be received by the intended party. And that's change you can count on. You can send us your comments and suggestions for future podcasts to Coaching with Juan, that's J-U-A-N, at gmail.com. For the Chair of Change series, this is Juan Carlos Vega, exclusively on Audioboo.